This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 29, Grieving and Quenching the Spirit. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The Bible includes warnings about grieving the Spirit and hindering His work. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the church and the Holy Spirit. They sold a piece of property, kept some of the money, and gave the rest to the church. That wasn't a bad thing, of course, but then they lied about their gift, saying they donated all of the money from the sale. They wanted people to be impressed by their generosity. But they couldn't get away with their deception. If we make a false commitment to God, pretending we're following the Spirit and even bragging about it, we fall into dangerous hypocrisy. Following our own selfish desires, we can quench or suppress the Spirit. We can dampen the Spirit's fire by not following the Spirit's leading. We can refuse to use the gifts of the Spirit when they are available. But if we do things like that, how can we expect to be faithful and useful to God? We can also grieve the Spirit by rebelling against God and doing as we please. We can be stubborn and mean-spirited. Instead of being kind and compassionate, we can act with bitterness and anger. We can be unwholesome and immoral. How can we protect ourselves from these destructive ways? We can ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and guide us each day so that we can live in step with Him. Then God can use us in wonderful ways.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.